ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਅੱਜ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ, ਹਰੇਕ ਐਤਵਾਰ ਸ਼ਾਮ 7 ਵਜੇ ਤੋਂ 8 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ 1 ਘੰਟਾ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੀਤੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ। ਅੱਜ ਕਥਾ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਚਮਕੌਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਸਾਖ ਦੀ ਕਥਾ ਹੋਵੇਗੀ। ਕਥਾ ਅਗਲਾ ਘੰਟਾ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਹੋਵੇਗੀ। ਟੁਡੇ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਆਲ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਸੰਗਤ, ਇਨ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਰਬਾਰ, ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਵੀਕ ਆਲ ਓਵਰ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਸੈਲੀਬ੍ਰੇਟਿੰਗ ਕ੍ਰਿਸਮਸ। ਆਲ ਓਵਰ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਦ Christians will be celebrating Christmas, the birth of Jesus. But today in the Sikh religion we also remember something. Today in the Sikh religion we remember the Sakha of Sri Chamkor Sahib. We remember the battle of Sri Chamkor Sahib. The youth in our religion, in our culture, they probably all know what Christmas is. But very few of them know about their own religion. They all know what Christmas is, and it's good to know. It's good to celebrate the birth of Jesus. He was a man of God. But you must also remember your own religion. Very few of our youth know what the battle of Chamkor Sahib is, and today that is what we will be talking about. That is what we will be discussing today. Where we left off last week, Guru Gobind Singh was in Anandpur, and Wazir Khan and Zabardast Khan and their soldiers came and surrounded Anandpur. The battle went on for 8 months. For 8 months, the Singhs inside, they ran out of food. They started to starve. Many died. And finally, Aurangzeb sent a letter to Guru Gobind Singh saying that, Guru Gobind Singh, if you leave the fortress along with your soldiers, we will not attack you. We will not touch you. It's our own promise. So the Guru and the Singhs left. They got to Sarsa Nadi where the battle happened. Many Gursikhs became martyrs. And slowly they reached Ropar. And they went to the house of Roop Chand. And when we left off last week, Guru Gobind Singh told Bhai Madan Singh to go to sleep. And all night Guru Gobind Singh Ji himself stayed on guard duty. All night our Guru himself stayed on guard duty. That is where we left off last week. And let us continue from here this week. Let us close our eyes and picture everything as we hear it happening. Let us picture it happening in front of our eyes and walk through some moments in our Guru's life. Guru Gobind Singh Ji stayed on guard duty all night. The morning came. Everybody got up, took their baths, and did their morning prayers, their nitnam. And overnight, Wazir Khan from Sirhind, he found out that Guru Gobind Singh was here. So Wazir Khan brought an army with him to attack the Guru. But Wazir Khan knew that the Guru and his soldiers were very skilled and they won every single battle they fought. So he knew he needed a lot of army. So he brought hundreds and thousands of soldiers and they surrounded the Guru. And what kind of a battle was going to happen here? If I describe it, you would not be able to believe me. But these are the words of my Guru. Guru Gobind Singh Ji himself says in the Zafarnama, Guru Gobind Singh Ji says Gurs nahe chikare kunad chahal nar. Chahal means 40. They're describing the battle. They say on one side, there's 40 Singhs with me. That's all I had. And on the other side, Gurs nahe chikare kunad chahal nar. Kahe de lak brayad varo bekhabar. Dahe means 10. Lakh means 100,000. 10 times 100,000 means 1,000,000. Guru Gobind Singh Ji is saying is on one side, there was 40 Singhs with me, and on the other side, 1,000,000 soldiers surrounding us. Just picture that, 40 people on one side, and 1,000,000 surrounding. Imagine being in the 40, and having 1,000,000 people waiting to get their hands on you. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji continues, Digo ke pema shikan bed rang aam dand. Pema means promise. Shikan means to break. They're saying, Aurangzeb, you and your army, you broke that promise. You said you would not attack us, but you've attacked us. Ke pema shikan bed rang aam dand. Maya tego tiro tufang aam dand. They're saying your soldiers came with swords, bow and arrows, and rifles, and they surrounded us. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji saw this, so they assigned their soldiers. They said 8 soldiers guarded each side of the fortress, 2 guarded the front doors, and the remaining of them, they went up to the top with Guru Gobind Singh Ji along with their bow and arrows. And the battle was about to start. Wazir Khan thought that he had so many soldiers that by the end of the day he will win. He was confident. And he had only one goal, to go inside and either arrest Guru Gobind Singh Ji alive or to kill the Guru in the battle and take his body, take his head and present it to Aurangzeb the king to get a reward. So the battle started. The first person from the Mughal army to come was Nahar Khan. He came in the battlefield with a ladder and started climbing. And then what happened? Guru Gobind Singh saw Nahar Khan. Let's listen what Guru Gobind Singh Ji says. He says, Cho Deedam ke Nahar Biyamad Bajang. Cho means when. Deedam means to see. They're saying, when I saw Nahar Khan coming, get me in the battlefield. What did I do? Jo deedam ke nahar biyamad bajang, chashid hai yakke teer man bed rang. They go quickly into my mind, I thought, and I pulled a teer, I pulled an arrow, and I put it in my bow, and I pulled it back, and I took aim, and I shot the arrow at Nahar Khan. That arrow hit Nahar Khan right in his chest, and he fell to his death. The ladder fell on top of him. The second person to come was Ghani Khan, who came and he also tried to come at the Guru. And what the Guru did was, the Guru grabbed their gurds, which is an old weapon, very heavy and very big, and they threw it at Ghani Khan. The weapon hit Ghani Khan right in his head and smashed Ghani Khan's face, and Ghani Khan also fell to his death. The third general to come was Khwaja Khan, who was very well respected. He was considered one of the best warriors of the time. And that Khwaja Khan came in the battlefield. But what happened is, when Khwaja Khan saw the first two dead, he got scared and he ran away and hid. Guru Gobind Singh Ji says, ke Khwaja Mardood sa yah e diwar. Mardood means a coward. And they say Khwaja Khan, like a coward, he ran from the battlefield and hid from me. So he hid. And here the battle started. From outside and inside, 40 against 1,000,000, the battle started. And for the first few hours, The Gursikhs from inside would shoot their rifles and shoot their arrows and fight like this. But eventually, they ran out of ammunition, they ran out of bullets. So then Guru Gobind Singh Ji decided to break his army into groups of five and to send groups of five outside to fight. Just imagine the first group came, and the first group was led by Pai Sahib Pai Himmat Singh Ji, one of the Panj Pyares. They came, the gate swung open. These five Singhs came outside, five versus a million. And they fought with such courage, they were not afraid. They fought with such skill, but the odds were against them. Eventually all five fell to their death. All five became martyrs, became shaheeds on the battlefield. But before giving their lives, just these five Singhs, they killed hundreds of the enemy soldiers. After this, the second group of five came, and slowly, one after another, these groups of five came. And at that moment, Bhai Daya Singh Ji and the rest of the Gursikhs, they came up to the Guru, put their hands together, and they said, Guru Gobind Singh, we wish to ask you that you leave from here. There is no chance for us to win. There's too many of the others. We're not scared of death, but we want you to save yourself. And we want you to take your two sons, Baba Ajit Singh Ji and Jujar Singh Ji, who are 18 and 14 years old, and save them. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji looked up. He looked at the Singhs and he said, Bhai Daya Singh, which two sons are you speaking of? Everybody here, all of you are my sons. They said, which two should I save? I do not care for any two more than any of you else. You are all equal to me. And when the Gursikhs heard this, they felt something. Emotionally, they had more of an uplift. And they went out and they fought with even more courage and bravery. And then Baba Ajit Singh Ji, the eldest son of Guru Gobind Singh, he came up to Guru Gobind Singh and asked Guru Gobind Singh that, Father, I wish to ask you for something. I want to go on the battlefield and give my life just like the rest of these Singhs. Just imagine some of us sitting here are fathers. Imagine if our own son came up to us and asked to go out and fight on the battlefield. There's a million people surrounding to get their hands on you, and your son comes and says he wants to go on the battlefield. Many people who are Gursikhs, they would say no, they would save their sons. But the Guru was proud of his son and said, yes son, you can go on the battlefield. Baba Ajit Singh Ji prepared for battle. They got all ready and came to the Guru, bowed to the Guru. They met their younger son for the last time. And then Guru Gobind Singh Ji walked Baba Ajit Singh Ji to the front entrance. And then they gave him a big hug and they said one thing to him. They said, son, when you go out on the battlefield, I do not want you to get scared. I want you, just like these Gursikhs have fought and given their life with honor, I want you to leave this world with honor. I want, when you die on the battlefield, I want the blow that kills you to hit you on your front side of your body, not on the back. Because if there is a wound on the back of your body, people who see your body will think maybe you are scared and running away. That's why it's on your back. But I want it to be on your front so people know you face death face to face. After giving this advice, Baba Ajit Singh Ji, the gate swung open. Baba Ajit Singh Ji along with Pai Sahib Pai Mohakam Singh Ji and three other Gursikhs came outside. When the gate swung open, Wazir Khan saw that it was the Guru's son. and he ordered his soldiers to go and attack. That's the Guru's son, whoever will kill him, they will be rewarded ransomly. So the soldiers came out charging at Baba Ajit Singh Ji. The first weapon Baba Ajit Singh Ji pulled out was his bow and arrow. And one by one he started shooting his arrows at the enemy soldiers. And before they even got near him, he had killed so many of them. And then once they got close, he dropped his arrow and pulled his spear, and with his spear started charging at the enemy. With his spear he started charging at the enemy, killing them one by one, so many of them. And then finally the Mughal army, one of the soldiers with his spear, he swung and hit Baba Ajit Singh Ji's horse, and the horse fell. It was wounded and injured, and Baba Ajit Singh Ji fell and were now on their feet. But even on their feet, they charged at the soldiers, and finally when they charged at one soldier, the spear got stuck inside the chest of one of the Mughal soldiers. They tried to pull it out, it would not come out. And at this moment, the army saw it was an opportunity to attack. So they came charging at Baba Ajit Singh Ji. They pulled and pulled, and finally they pulled the spear out. But the blade of the spear was still stuck in that soldier, so they only had a piece of wood. They dropped the piece of wood, and then they drew their sword, they pulled their sword out. And with their sword, they fought, but there was too many soldiers. They were outnumbered too badly, they were surrounded, and eventually Baba Ajit Singh Ji fell to their death. They also became a martyr. They also became a shaheed. And at this moment, Guru Gobind Singh Ji walking upstairs looking at everything, you would think that maybe they were sad. But no, instead, Guru Gobind Singh Ji thanked God for letting their son leave this world with honor. And then the second son, Baba Jujar Singh Ji, came. He came up to his father, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, and said, "Father, I've seen my brother die on the battlefield. I also wish to give my life on the battlefield. Imagine, I see people here in this world, if their child dies, they hold their other children that are remaining, they hold them closer, and they protect them even more, because they're scared of losing any more. But look at Guru Gobind Singh, he's already lost one son, and now the second is coming to ask to go on the battlefield." And Guru Gobind Singh Ji was proud of him and said, "Yes son, you too will go." And Guru Gobind Singh Ji took Baba Jujar Singh Ji to the back, and with their own hands they dressed their 14-year-old son for battle. Just like a parent, they help dress their children on the day of their wedding, prepare them for their wedding. Today the Guru is preparing his son for a wedding also. A wedding with death. They prepared him and they took him down and walked him to the front gate. And just like on a wedding day a parent gives advice to his son, the Guru today is giving advice to his son. The Guru says to Baba Jujar Singh Ji that, "Son, you're going on the battlefield, you're only 14 years old. And when you go out, your brother fought with honor, I want you to fight with honor too. I don't want you to get scared. I don't want you to get nervous. When you go out, you're going to see the body of your elder brother lying on the ground. I don't want you to see that body and get scared. I don't want you to see that body and get nervous. I want you to be brave and be proud to be a Gursikh and give your life on the battlefield." After this, the gate swung open. Baba Jujar Singh Ji along with five Gursikhs came on the battlefield. Wazir Khan saw it was the Guru's second son, the soldiers came again to attack him. Baba Jujar Singh Ji pulled his bow and arrow and shot, killing many of the soldiers. And then they drew their sword in the battlefield and they fought with such courage, everybody watching was saying, it's a 14-year-old child, but look at the bravery he's showing. There may be some people sitting here who are 14. Some people may have brothers and sisters who are 14 years old. Just imagine if they were on the battlefield. That is how old this Baba Jujar Singh Ji was. 14 years old on the battlefield, was fighting with such courage. But eventually Baba Jujar Singh Ji also fell to their death. They also became a martyr, became a shaheed on the battlefield. Many other Gursikhs became shaheeds, but all these Gursikhs, they were proud to die for their religion. Because even in Bani it says, Jis marne te jag dare, mere man anand, marne hi te paye, puran parmanand. In Bani it says, Jo to prem khilan ka chao, sir tar tali, gali meri aao. It marg pair tari jai, sir di jai, kaanana ki jai. In Bani it says, the Gursikh, that's what a Gursikh looks all his life, to give his head for his Guru. So the battle went on, the evening time came, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, they prepared themselves, they put their armor on, they grabbed their weapons, and they started to walk towards the front gate. And when the Gursikhs saw this, they all came running in front of the Guru, blocking the Guru, and asked the Guru, what are you doing, where are you going? The Guru's eyes were all red, they were full of beer rust, and they said, I too want to go on the battlefield and give my life. I too want to go on the battlefield and fight. The Guru was all ready to go outside. And at that moment, Paideya Singh and the Singhs, they tried to stop Guru Gobind Singh. But Guru Gobind Singh Ji would not stop. So finally they made a plan. They said, Guru Gobind Singh Ji has told us that nobody can say no to the order of the five, to the five beloved ones. So they picked five Singhs and they gave an order to the Guru. They ordered the Guru and said, Guru, it is the order of the five. It is the order of the five that you are not allowed to go on the battlefield, and that you must leave here and save your life. Why? Because if you give your life on the battlefield, if you die on the battlefield, what will happen to the Sikh religion? Just imagine if Guru Gobind Singh would have gone and given their life that day, where would the Sikh religion be today? So they ordered Guru Gobind Singh Ji to leave. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji could not say no to the order of the five, so the plan was made that Guru Gobind Singh Ji, along with Pai Sahib, Pai Deya Singh Ji, Pai Tarm Singh Ji, and Pai Maan Singh Ji, these three Gursikhs would go with the Guru. And what they did was, Pai Sangat Singh, who had a face that resembled Guru Gobind Singh Ji's, it looked very much the same as Guru Gobind Singh Ji's face, they decided to dress him up as Guru Gobind Singh. They took Guru Gobind Singh Ji's clothes and they put him on Pai Sangat Singh. And looking at Pai Sangat Singh, most people would think he was Guru Gobind Singh. That's how much his face resembled Guru Gobind Singh Ji. So they dressed him up and they made a plan that during the night they would leave. This battle happened on December the 22nd in the year 1704, and on that night, on December 22nd, they decided Guru Gobind Singh Ji and the three Singhs would leave the fortress, the house. And before leaving the house, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, one last time during the night, they met their Singhs that were going to stay behind. Guru Gobind Singh Ji met Pai Sangat Singh Ji for the last time and all the Gursikhs. These Gursikhs, they knew they were going to face death. They knew the Guru was leaving and the three Singhs were going to leave and save their lives. But they knew themselves they were going to die in the battle. But they still did not get scared. These Gursikhs were with Guru Gobind Singh Ji when Guru Gobind Singh Ji was in Anandpur. When Guru Gobind Singh Ji had thousands of people coming and bowing to him, then these Gursikhs were with the Guru. When Guru Gobind Singh Ji had hundreds of servants, these Gursikhs were with the Guru then too. When Guru Gobind Singh Ji had his own court and had 52 poets in his court, at that time these Gursikhs, they served the Guru too. And today, when the Guru is surrounded by a million soldiers, has nothing with him, these Gursikhs are still with him. They did not leave his side. When the Guru was living through happy times and good times, then these Gursikhs stayed with the Guru too. But today, when the Guru has tough times on him, hard times, these Gursikhs did not leave the Guru's side, they stayed with him. Today's Gursikh, we meet many. They take Amrit, they say they are the Guru's Sikhs, but when tough times come on them, they leave the side of the Guru. We meet so many people, and I say, why did you leave the Guru? And they say, because the Guru is giving me tough times, not helping me through the tough times. But look at these Gursikhs, they could have left the Guru too. But they did not. These Gursikhs knew they were surrounded by death. They could have saved their lives. But they did not. Because in Bani it says, when you give something to somebody, it's up to him. Just like we say, Ab ham chali thakur pehar, raakh prabhu paave mar. When we give something to somebody, it's up to him how he wants to keep it. When we say we've given ourselves up to the Guru, it's up to the Guru how he keeps us. He could save us or he could kill us, it's up to him. We've given ourselves up to him. And that's what these Gursikhs did here today. Jis sukh dehe ta tujhe aradi, dukh bhi tujhe te aayin. If you give me tough times and hard, if you give me happy times and good times, even then I will praise you, my Lord. But if you do the opposite, and you give me bad times, hard times, then too I will praise you. Je pukh dehe ta iti hi raja, dukh vich sukh manain. If you give me hunger and starvation, and you don't feed me and keep me starved, even then I will fill myself up with the singing of your praises, with your name I'll fill myself up. And if you give me tough times, hard times, even through those hard times, I will keep a smile on my face, and I will live through those tough times, thinking that it is the will of God, with a smile on my face. Je paas bahalle ta tujhe aradi, je maar kade bhi tiyain. If you let me sit near you and you keep me close to you, God, if you keep me close to you, my Guru, if you keep me close to you, then I will say you are great, I will praise you. But if you do the exact opposite, and you slap me, you beat me, and you push me away from you, even then I will not leave your side. Even then I will say you are great, even then I will sing your praises. Je lok salahe ta teri upma, je ninde ta shodh na jain. If people call me great in this world, if people respect me in this world, I will say I get that respect because of God. If people say I'm a good person, I will say it's because of God, that God has made me get respect in this world. But they go, if the opposite happens, if people in this world say I'm bad and they say, talk behind my back, even then I will say that is fine because that is God's order for people to say this about me. And that is what these Gursikhs today are doing. They could have left the side of the Guru and they stayed with the Guru during the good times, but even in the tough times, they are with the Guru still. So during the night, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, Bhai Daya Singh Ji, Dharam Singh Ji, and Maan Singh Ji all left the house, they left the fortress. They ran out of the fortress, and when Guru Gobind Singh Ji left, their foot got caught in something. It was very dark outside, and Guru Gobind Singh Ji's foot was caught in something. Guru Gobind Singh Ji looked down, and what did they see? It was the body of their eldest son, Baba Ajit Singh Ji. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji's foot was caught in the clothing of Baba Ajit Singh Ji. Just imagine that, seeing the dead body of your son. Many people, if their child just died, they would not be able to see the body of their dead son. What's the body? People can't even bear to look at the picture of their dead children when they just die. Tears come down their eyes. But Guru Gobind Singh looks down and they see their dead son and no tears came down. They pulled their foot out and started to walk. But Bhai Daya Singh was with the Guru, and what did Bhai Daya Singh Ji do? Bhai Daya Singh Ji, they had a kamar kasa around their waist. They had clothing, a rag wrapped around their waist. They unfolded it and pulled it out. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji looked. Bhai Daya Singh Ji started to get closer to Baba Ajit Singh Ji, and Guru Gobind Singh Ji asked Daya Singh, "What are you doing?" And Bhai Daya Singh Ji said, "Guru Ji, it is the body of your son lying here. I thought I grabbed this kamal kasa, this rag, this small blanket, and I'd cover your son's body out of respect for him." And Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, "Daya Singh, no, don't do that." Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, "Daya Singh, don't cover his body, only cover his body if you have enough blankets to cover all of my Singhs who gave their life's bodies here today. If you have enough to cover everyone's bodies, then cover. If you don't, then don't cover his body. Because he is not my only son. All these Singhs who gave their lives here today, the Khalsa, they are all my sons. I do not treat these two any more than the rest. I treat them all the same." And Bhai Daya Singh right away pulled back and did not cover Baba Ajit Singh Ji's body. From here, Bhai Daya Singh, Dharam Singh, Maan Singh and Guru Gobind Singh Ji left, and they all four left in separate directions. And when Guru Gobind Singh Ji got some distance away from the fortress, they stood, they looked back, and they clapped their hands three times, and they said something. They clapped their hands three times and said, "Pire Hind, Mervan." Guru Gobind Singh Ji said this, and the Mughal army, they turned and they looked, where is this noise coming from? Who said this? They started to walk in that direction. But while they were walking towards the Guru on the other side, Bhai Daya Singh Ji said the same thing. And on the other two sides, Bhai Dharam Singh and Maan Singh, they both shouted the same thing. And now the Mughal army was all confused. They were wondering, where are these voices coming from? Who is saying this? They were confused, and then by Sangat Singh, Sant Singh and the rest of the Gursikhs inside the fortress, in a big voice together they shouted, "Pire Hind, Mervand." And then the Mughal army, they heard the noise coming from the Qila, from the fortress, from the Gadi, so they came and they started to attack the fortress. In that much time, Guru Gobind Singh Ji and the rest of the Singhs, they got to go away. They started to walk away from the fortress. Guru Gobind Singh Ji was by themselves walking away, and at that moment, two soldiers saw the Guru walking. Only two saw him. Pai Alku and Pai Dhammu. These two saw Guru Gobind Singh Ji walking and they started chasing him. They were thinking that they were going to catch the Guru. They tried to catch him. They came after the Guru and the Guru turned around and they got in a battle there. Guru Gobind Singh Ji threw their fists and they beat Alku and Dhammu Ji. And both of these soldiers, when they got beaten up, they left and they ran back, they retreated. And at that moment, Guru Gobind Singh Ji started to walk. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji walked all night. And while the Guru and the Sikhs were walking away, inside the fortress, what's happening? The Mughal army attacked the fortress. And they were surprised to see not many people in the fortress. A battle ensued and all the Sikhs inside the fortress, they gave their lives up inside the fortress. They all became martyrs, they all became shaheeds, they gave their lives for their religion. And even in this battle, Pai Sangat Singh, who was dressed up as Guru Gobind Singh, the Mughal army saw Pai Sangat Singh's body lying on the ground, and they thought it was Guru Gobind Singh Ji's body. So they were all happy. They thought that they had caught the Guru and they took Pai Sangat Singh's head and they sent the head to Delhi for Aurangzeb. They wanted to present that head to Aurangzeb so that Wazir Khan could get a reward, so Wazir Khan could get promoted. But they were mistaken, that was not the head of Guru Gobind Singh. Instead, it was the head of Pai Sangat Singh. Guru Gobind Singh Ji walked all night through the jungle. Their clothes were ripped. They had no shoes left on their body. They were walking barefoot. They had cuts all over their body. They had cuts all over their arms, their legs, their face, their feet. They could barely walk, but somehow all night they walked and walked and walked, and finally they reached Mashiwara, and they got there and they walked and they finally reached a flower garden and they stopped there. They could not walk no more, so what they did, they decided to lay down for a while and rest. So Guru Gobind Singh Ji laid on the ground. They laid down on the ground. They used whatever they could find as a pillow. They turned to their left side. They laid on their left side. And in their right hand, they grabbed a sword. Just in case the army came after Guru Gobind Singh, they would be ready to attack. So they brung a sword and they kept it in their right hand. And then they grabbed leaves and they covered their body with leaves. They covered themselves with leaves so that when the army comes, they would not be able to spot them. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji rested here for some time. On the other side, Pai Daya Singh, Tarm Singh and Maan Singh, who were all separate, they got together. They came together and they looked for the Guru. They could not find the Guru. They walked everywhere looking for the Guru. But finally, they also reached this flower garden. And Pai Maan Singh noticed something in his eyes. What did Pai Maan Singh notice? Pai Maan Singh noticed something flashing, something shining. So he walked closer to the leaves, and it was Guru Gobind Singh Ji's sword shining. The sunlight had come, and it was reflecting off the sword, and Pai Maan Singh came and he removed the leaves, and him and the Gursikhs, they came to remove the leaves and they were surprised to see their Guru there. They were looking at the Guru and they saw cuts all over the Guru's body. They saw ripped up clothes. They saw blood all over the Guru's body. The blood had actually dried on the Guru's body. And when the blood dried, the Guru's clothing was actually stuck to their body. And when Paiman Singh, Daya Singh and Tarm Singh saw this, tears came to their eyes. They started to cry, waters came down their eyes. And Paiman Singh grabbed the feet of Guru Gobind Singh and started to bow to Guru Gobind Singh Ji's feet. And at that moment, Guru Gobind Singh Ji opened their eyes and they saw the three Guru Sikhs standing there. The Guru met all three, gave all three hugs. He met them. And at this moment, Guru Gobind Singh Ji said a shabd that we all read. We all have heard, Mitra Pyare Nu Haal Maridaan Da Kehna. Guru Gobind Singh Ji said this shabd here. Many people come on these stages and say, Guru Gobind Singh Ji just said this shabd and there was nobody around him. But Sikh historians, Sikh scholars all agree that Guru Gobind Singh Ji said this shabd now at this moment. And when he said it, they were not saying this shabd just to God, they were saying this shabd to somebody. Because it says, Mitr Pyare Nu Haal Mrida Da Kehna. When you say Kehna, that means telling somebody to go and give this message. And Sikh scholars believe at this moment, Bhai Sangat Singh Ji just had gotten martyred in the Killa, in the Gadi of Chamkor. And Bhai Sangat Singh, one last time before going up to God's land, he came to do darshan of Guru Gobind Singh. And when he came and he met Guru Gobind Singh, Sikh scholars say that Guru Gobind Singh Ji said this message to Bhai Sangat Singh. That Bhai Sangat Singh, you're leaving from here and going up to God's land. Take this my message with you and give this message to God. Tell him how I'm doing. So they gave this message here. And from here, Bhai Gulaba and Bhai Punjaba, they were the two who owned this flower garden. They were the owners of this flower garden. And they came down. They came down when they heard that Guru Gobind Singh Ji was here. They came running. They had love for the Guru. They came down and they met the Guru. And they put their hands together and said, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, we wish to ask you come to our house and rest at our house for some time. So then, Guru Gobind Singh Ji along with Bhai Dhiya Singh, Tarm Singh and Man Singh, these three Guru Sikhs came to Bhai Punjaba and Galaba Ji's house and they stayed here for some time. And Guru Ji here got to take a bath, clean themselves up. And there is another story from here that in this village was an old lady, an old mother named Mata Gurudei Ji, who is approximately 90 years old. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji asked Bhai Punjaba Ji to go call this lady. The lady came down and she came in. She had no idea Guru Gobind Singh Ji was here. And the lady came and she came inside, and when Guru Gobind Singh Ji saw her, Guru Gobind Singh Ji asked her, that Mata Ji, where is that chola you have made for me? Because this mother, this old Mata had prepared a chola, a piece of clothing for Guru Gobind Singh Ji. The Mata said, I had no idea that you were here. So they sent somebody to the house to get the clothing. The mother came up to Guru Gobind Singh Ji and she bowed to Guru Gobind Singh Ji, and while bowing she gave her life up. She died while bowing to the Guru. From here, Guru Gobind Singh Ji stayed for a few days at Bhai Gulaba and Punjaba Ji's house. But finally the word started to get around that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is here in this village. And Pai Gulaba and Punjaba, who with such love brought the Guru to their house, now what happened is they got scared. They thought that if the army comes here to attack the Guru, they're going to attack us too. They're going to kill us too. They got scared and they asked Guru Gobind Singh Ji, they said to the Guru, that Guruji, we would like to request from you that you leave our house, please. Because we are scared of being killed on by the army. And on the other side, by Ghani Khan and Nabi Khan, two Muslim brothers, who their job was to sell horses. And they would go many times to Anandpur and sell horses to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. They came, they found out Guru Gobind Singh Ji is somewhere in this village and they went looking for Guru Gobind Singh Ji. They came to Pai Punjaba and Gulaba Ji's house. And they requested the Guru to come to their house. So Guru Gobind Singh Ji went to their house. And from there, Nawai Khan and Ghani Khan, they dressed the Guru up as a Muslim saint, as an Uchda Peer. They dressed him up like that. They put him on a seat, on a throne, and they carried him on their own shoulders, and they tried to get him out of this area which was surrounded by the army. They walked for some time, but they got to a checkpoint where the army was waiting, and the army asked them, who do you have here? Why are you carrying him on your shoulders? And they said, this is an Uchda Peer, this is a great holy man, a holy saint from the Muslim religion. And the army said, we want to search him. We want to see who he really is. They wanted to lift the clothing that was covering the Guru's face and they wanted to see who he really was. And they said, no, you cannot see him. He's a man of God. It would be an insult if you search him. So the army said, fine, we will bring another Muslim faqir, another saint, and that saint will search him. So they brought a saint. They brought a Muslim faqir, and what was that faqir's name? That faqir was Qaji Peer Muhammad. Peer Muhammad came. Who is Peer Muhammad? When Guru Gobind Singh Ji was growing up in their childhood, Peer Muhammad is the one who taught Guru Gobind Singh Ji how to read Sanskrit and taught him other languages. And just it happens that that same Peer is the one the army brought to search. And when Peer Muhammad came and he lifted that the clothing and they saw that it was Guru Gobind Singh, they saw his face, Peer Muhammad right there started bowing to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And Peer Muhammad said to the army that this is truly a very big saint, a very holy man, a very good man of God. So the army let Guru Gobind Singh Ji go from there. And from there, Ghani Khan and Nawai Khan took Guru Gobind Singh Ji to Udasi Kripal Das's Dera. Who is Udasi Kripal Das? Kripal Das is an Udasi Sadhu. He is a saint of the Hindu religion who, during the Battle of Bangani, he fought on the Guru's side. He was a friend of the Guru and the Guru came here. And from here, Guru Gobind Singh Ji sent Ghani Khan and Nawai Khan back and told them to go back to your homes. You have done your service. Ghani Khan and Nawai Khan did not want to go back, but the Guru sent them back. Before sending them back, Guru Gobind Singh Ji actually wrote a letter. And he gave it to Ghani Khan, Nawai Khan. And that letter, even up till today, if you go to Ghani Khan and Nawai Khan Ji's house, up till now you can still see that letter sitting there, and you can read that letter that Guru Gobind Singh Ji with their own hands wrote. And we will stop today's katha here because the time is coming to an end. There is so much in Sikh history. We could go on for hours. There's so much more to say. And there's so much we have cut out today that we have left out because of timing. But I am hoping that you will all listen to this, and I will hope that we will all remember this, because just like the Christians celebrate Christmas, the Sikh nation should remember the Sakha Sri Chamkor Sahib. Allah Yar Khan Yogi, he said something. A Muslim Fakir, a Muslim saint from the Muslim religion, Allah Yar Khan Yogi said, in India, the holiest place I have seen in India is the site of Sri Chamkor Sahib. That's what a Muslim said. He said, this is a place where so many Sikhs gave their life for their Guru. A Muslim is saying this. So we have listened to the Sakha, and I hope you will all remember it. Because the Guru did not have to go through these tough times. He did not have to. He had people bowing to him in Anandpur. He could have been happy with that. The Guru had thousands of servants. He could have been happy with that. The only reason he came through these tough times was for us, was for those poor people who needed help. So we should remember what Guru Gobind Singh Ji has done for all of us. And remember this. And in ending, I would like to ask you all that any mistakes I may have made, I would like to ask for your forgiveness. And I would like to ask for my Guru's forgiveness. And in ending, I would like for you all to put your hands together and give answer to my fateh and say, Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.